This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. More European developments in response to the Israel-Hamas war as Spain and Norway formally recognize a Palestinian state while the Israeli foreign minister lashes out. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Norway accused Israel of showing no signs of constructive engagement as it strikes the Gaza Strip in response to October's Hamas-led attack. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has spent months trying to garner support for a ceasefire.
The government of Spain will approve the official recognition of Palestine as a state.
He spoke in Madrid.
This is a historic decision that has a single goal, to contribute to achieving peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz accused Spain of being complicit in inciting genocide against Jews and war crimes and told Spain their consulate in Jerusalem would not be allowed to help Palestinians. Both Spain and Norway are urging the international community to continue the work towards a two-state solution. I'm Jennifer King.
Israel says an attack on Rafah that killed dozens of people was a mistake. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a tragic mistake was made in an Israeli strike in the southern Gaza city of Rafah that set fire to a camp housing displaced Palestinians and, according to local officials, killed at least 45 people. Netanyahu did not elaborate on the error. Israel's military had initially said it carried out a precise airstrike on a Hamas compound, killing two senior militants. The strike only adds to the surging international criticism Israel has faced over its war with Hamas, with even its closest allies expressing outrage at civilian deaths. I'm Charles de la Desma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Everybody knows what Ukraine needs, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said on Tuesday ahead of a meeting with EU defense ministers in Brussels, expected to discuss support for Ukraine and defense readiness.
We have the resources. That's the sad thing, that we have the cash, we have the capacity, but we are still pending decisions to implement the recently approved Ukraine assistance fund.
The Netherlands Defense Minister Kasia Ollengren told reporters on Tuesday it would deliver parts of a Patriot air defense system to Ukraine and is talking to other countries in order to assemble a complete system. Hong Kong police have arrested six people accused of publishing seditious social media posts in one of the first publicly known arrests under the city's new national security law. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
Police said in a statement Tuesday that a woman in custody with the help of five others had used a social media page to anonymously publish the post starting in April. The authorities alleged the acts aimed to provoke hatred against Beijing, the Hong Kong government, and the city's judicial institutions. Police said another goal of the acts was to incite netizens to organize or participate in illegal activities later. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Pope Francis has apologized after he was quoted using a vulgar term about gay men to reaffirm the Catholic Church's ban on gay priests. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni issued a statement Tuesday acknowledging the media storm that erupted about Francis's comments. They were delivered behind closed doors to Italian bishops on May 20th. Italian media on Monday had quoted unnamed Italian bishops in reporting that Francis jokingly used the term, quote, faggotness. While speaking in Italian during the encounter, he had used the term in reaffirming the Vatican's ban on allowing gay men to enter seminaries and be ordained priests. In Donald Trump's hush money trial, prosecutors and defense lawyers are poised to make a final pitch to the jury. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Donald Trump came to court for closing arguments in his hush money trial, surrounded by family, including his two oldest sons and youngest daughter, Tiffany. Missing were his wife, Melania, and daughter, Ivanka.
This is a dark day in America. We have a rigged court case that should have never been brought. And it should have been brought in another jurisdiction. As you know, we asked for that.
His defense is first with closing arguments. The prosecution, having the burden of proof, goes last, which is standard.
We'll see how it goes. This is a very dangerous day for America. It's a very sad day.
Prosecutors charge Trump with falsifying business records to cover hush money payments, which he denies. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Pakistan's former premier Nawaz Sharif has been re-elected president of the ruling Pakistan Muslim League N party. He last held the position in 2017 when he was ousted from power amid corruption allegations. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.